Like, I'm getting some acting gigs. Like, I scored, like, a Head & Shoulders commercial and stuff like
Let's
that.
Let's go. Are you fucking kidding me? That's high. Yeah. You gotta send me that when that comes.
I don't even know where the hell it is. Like, they did it, and then they never said anything about it. It's like, I think I lost, like, the fluidity of it. Like, no, we need you to tilt your elbow the way, and then use your pinky, and then no, we need an eyebrow tilt. And then I want you to frown, Rick. Try to frown. Have you ever heard of... Do you know how to frown, Rick? And then I'm like, I am frowning, goddammit.
Welcome back to another Bored with Nelly podcast. Today I'm joined by Ricard Zucchini.
Zucchini.
Oh, my guy, I love all your videos. I mean, you've been doing these for how long now?
Oh, fuck. Like 7 years? Oh, are we swearing on this or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
How did you make cancel? Fuck it. I don't care.
Like 7 years? Yeah. Yeah, like,
but how's that been going?
Oh, it's going, buddy. It's going. Like, you know, even like compared to like the last like year or two, it's like, wow. You know, like shit has really changed, you know?
What do you do before this? What do you do outside of this?
Oh, right now I work at Food Basics.
Okay, so you're just fucking
produce, baby. Yeah, handling like those zucchinis and fucking eggplants and fucking strawberries.
You see any bitches walk in there just like...
All the time. Like, I'll pick up a zucchini on purpose. I'll be like, baby, this one's fucking ripe. It's like, oh my God, I love zucchinis. You know?
I'm in an avocado diet. I'm actually eating only avocados for the next 6 months.
And I'm like, you bitch.
You whore.
But I got some fresh avocados in the back if you want to come.
You know, has anyone ever looked at a cucumber like way too long? You're like, bro, I know what you're not eating that cucumber. Like, that's
like there's like a lot of like, unfortunately, we have a lot of dudes looking at the cucumbers too, right? But it is what it is.
Quality, baby, 2020.
Yeah. We have a lot of.
There's anything wrong with that?
We have a lot of cis non-binaries looking at the cucumbers.
Yeah. So yeah, like you want to do comedy? Is that the long term goal? Like, obviously, you're not trying to be at Freshco for 30 years.
Hey, it's Metro.
I'm sorry.
Get it right.
Fuck.
That's who owns us, bro. But comedy for sure. But I want to like really be just on a sitcom, like on a show. You know,
bro, you got that Kramer vibe. I'll be honest with you. I can see you, bro. He looks identical to this fucking Kramer poster. What are we talking?
Oh, shaking. Yeah. I can't do it, but you know.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
What's your background? Are you actually Italian or no?
Yeah, I'm full Italian, buddy.
Really? Are you fucking?
Yeah. My dad was born 2 hours east of Rome.
Oh, sick. So were you born here?
Yeah. I was born here, yeah. But my mom was born here, but she speaks better Italian than he does. So.
Really?
Yeah.
How the fuck did that happen?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just like, I guess intelligence.
effort.
My mom's way smarter. Yeah.
So, what you've been growing up where in Toronto? Where are you based out of?
Yeah, Bolton, Ontario, man. Representing.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Bolton, Ontario.
Yeah, representing.
I have to Google that. I'm sorry.
We're in between Brampton and Woodbridge, like that little town in between.
So, is like a lot of Italians in this area, or what?
Yeah, like a bunch, man. It's like a town of attitude, bro. You looking at me like you fucking know me. And I'm like, what the you're my neighbor, Mr. Cassano. Like, obviously I know you, you know? Go fuck your mother. Yeah.
I just imagine these fucking Italian gangsters like having to leave Italy because it's like too hot there. And they go to Bolton, Ontario.
Bolton. Well, they started off in Woodbridge.
Okay, so.
Yeah, and then they all moved up to north here.
Wait, is it nicer in Bolton?
It's like just north of Woodbridge, and yeah, it is nicer. It's a smaller town, you know. It's like got a couple hills, you know. We have the Humber River going through it, you know.
Yeah,
it's much more scenic than like Woodbridge for sure.
Is it expensive? You guys got
now it is.
Yeah,
nowadays. Before, like, you could buy a small house here for like $230,000, I would say, in 2005.
Yeah.
But now it's like 1.2 for like a townhouse.
It's wild, bro. I don't understand what the fuck happened. Even I'm in Windsor, so I'm not doing much better than you. I'll be honest.
Oh yeah,
I'm not doing great either.
I got some family in Windsor. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yeah. So, anyways, the houses here when I graduated like 7 years ago, we're talking like a 200K house. Now it's like 600K.
Yeah.
It's like 5 years, 6 years. It tripled in price.
Right, some of them are like a fucking shack.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Even the shacks from Home Depot, it's like a $300,000.
Those went up.
You know? Yeah, and full, not even insulated, you know?
I don't understand how anyone is affording a house here. Like, I think the average person makes like 55K. And like the average house now is like 900,000. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, unfortunately, the prices change and everyone's pay rate stays the same, so.
Yes. Well, tell me how it was growing up in Bolton. You know, what were you doing as a kid?
As kids, we were, like, bored, right? So we were little delinquents, like, on the street, basically. I think because there was nothing to do here as a kid, we did a lot of, like, pranks and stupid shit. Yeah, so we just got, like, we would do bad shit to each other, too. Like, my friends used to call on me and then, like back in the day, they used to ring my doorbell. I used to go outside, and their whole plan was to call me out and then run away.
Yeah.
So like, they would call me out to hang out, and then I wouldn't know. And then all of a sudden, they all just start running away. And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And they would do that for fun, just run away on people.
Oh, that's mild, though.
Like, yeah, like, it's mild,
did it escalate? Did it escalate?
It escalated to like a couple fights here and there, you know.
The praise get wilder, bro. Fuck.
No, I remember like chasing one of my buddies down. They're punching him in the face because they tried running on me. You know, like the stupid shit. Like, there used to be an abandoned camp, a Montessori camp near our house, and it was a big forest here. And we used to go there every day because there's people that worked at the camp, and then they would chase you for trespassing. So they would chase us on like their ATVs and their trucks, and like,
that's Hunger Games.
Every summer we'd go.
You get out there, you lose a friend every fucking summer. Like, damn, Jimmy was a little slow.
Some kids we chilled with were pussies, right? Because we'd be like, "Yo, run to that house and back and see if you can make it without getting caught." Right, and it's just like doing stupid shit.
Keep going.
We would like steal the toilet paper from the camp and like take a dump in one of their cabins. It's like stupid shit. And then in the winter they had snowmobiles, so they would chase us with.
Oh, that's sick, bro!
Yeah,
so you guys had winter and summer packs. Like it's like Call of Duty map. You guys got like the winter. I'm training.
Yeah. So, but they never caught us because we would just run into the bush, right? Yeah.
A big bush or just a bush?
Yeah, a bush. And I'm talking like I'm Bear Grylls.
Yeah, like what the fuck are you talking? You ever think like if you had cameras back in those days and like you recorded everything, like you could be like your own jackass type thing?
Oh, there was plenty of shit to record, yeah.
Really? Yeah. You're
probably better than jackass.
Fuck.
Yeah. Just the shit we used to do, yeah. You probably experienced that stuff too.
Well, I was just kind of like a bystander, because I came to Canada at 7. I barely spoke English till I was like 10. But my cousins were fucking animals. Oh. These guys were absolute savages. Like, they would do what you're doing, but like to extreme levels. Like, I remember one time my cousin was telling me, I don't know, he went to a friend's house, the dude had to take a shit. So they got Saran wrap and they put it over the toilet. So it was see through. So this guy goes to take a shit.
Yeah.
It just falls out, but it doesn't drop. Hey, so my guy hears the shit comes out, but there's no drop sound. And he looks up, he's like, oh, fuck, like, it's all over.
All over his ass?
It's all over his ass, the piss is, like, overflowing. Like, these are the kind of delinquents, like, I had to deal with. So I try to, like, stay away from it, because, like, that was fucking, they were wild.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever did anything that level.
Well, I knew like when if someone would sleep at a party like early, I never did it, but like a couple people that I used to chill with, like they would put their dick in their ear.
Oh wow, that's
yeah, like guys passed out, boom, gets a dick in the ear, you know, or like yeah, you know, it's just stupid shit.
Don't pass out around Ricky, bro. You're gonna get a dick in the
ear. Yeah, I know. They're gonna mad sus.
What about like the putting your hand in like warm water? You guys ever fuck with that?
Oh, while they're sleeping, it makes you piss.
Yeah,
no, I never did that. Yeah, but no, I heard about that.
Like one time, yeah, these are delinquent stories. One time at my friend's house, like we did that. We're trying to do it, and like he was resisting hard. And then eventually, my guy would fall asleep like this, with his back turned to the with his front turned to the wall, so you can't get his like his hands would be like this, and they like his body would be up against the wall.
Yeah.
So you literally cannot take his hand out off of him and put him in the water. Like that's how like there was levels to the game. It kept evolving. Like you're like, damn, this guy figured out, okay, can we get his toe in there? Like we're trying to figure like what's the next body part that we can dip in some hot water, like.
Right. And then you just lick it and you just never mind.
I'm just throwing his toe. I'm like, yeah, bro.
Like you're getting pranked. Frank's on you. Like who's the loser now?
That reminds me of a South Park episode. Do you remember there was a South Park episode where I don't know why they convinced was it Butters? They convinced like Butters that sucking dick was a prank on the other guy. Or I think they convinced Cartman that like sucking another guy's dick while he's asleep was like a prank on them. So then he goes and he does it to like Butters or somebody. And then he goes back and tells his friends, and he's like, guys, look how gay Butters is. I sucked his dick, or something like that.
What the fuck?
And they're like, Cartman, that makes you gay. No, that makes Butters gay.
Holy shit.
Sorry.
You're getting pranked, bro.
You're getting pranked, bro. Yeah.
You're on another episode of Gotcha.
All right, bro. When did the first video, when did you start making the first comedy videos?
Well, if you want to go really, really way back, my first was, like, I used to do this, like, stage. Like, just straight up, like, stage performing at the Rose Theater in Brampton.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah. How old were you? 12.
You were doing performances at 12?
Yeah, we do, like, James and the Giant Peach. And, yeah, on stage. Just, like, a brick in the road. Like, those classic, like, stories.
So you got comfortable early.
Yeah, mad early. Matters. My most comfortable is on stage.
Really?
Like,
okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I get nervous doing like video stuff or even stand up's not really my thing either. But yeah, performing on stage is like my go-to.
So when you started making those videos, like, did you think that you want to go down like the theater route? Like, did you study arts at school or what?
Yes, I was in acting class in grade 9, and then after grade 9, I'm like, man, like. The theater's kids are fucking bitches. Because, I don't know, then I got into, like, I thought I was a little gangster in high school.
Okay, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I'm like, fuck that. So in grade 10 to 12, I was like, I thought I was a badass. I chill with, like, the losers and shit, you know?
Damn, you got an acting class, and you're like, yeah.
But I would always be a jokes kid around my friends. Like, right. They knew me as the jokes kid, yeah.
Well, you're a bit of a wild man. You're out there. Like, I'm, you know, it's going to be tough to fucking blow up because the content you make is so fucking out there. Like, I feel like half your videos, if you put them on TikTok, they get pulled, which would be
tough. Yeah. Well, I do post on TikTok, but the only one that got pulled was the with Scarface sniffing the COVID vaccine. That was the only one that got really banned.
Why did they get banned? What did they say?
Oh, they said it was like promoting drug use, you know. And then I appealed it, and I said, "Well, it's not drug use; it's the COVID vaccine, which is even worse than cocaine."
You're right.
And
dose, baby. Come on, link in the bio. Yeah.
And they weren't having it, right?
Go
ahead.
I was gonna say that's when you gotta drop a fucking Moderna sponsor in the link, you know, get your fucking Pfizer in the box.
Yeah, at the end I go, I'm just kidding.
Look.
Look, see?
I like Pfizer. So yeah, those videos, how did that go? Like first couple of videos, you know?
Yeah, the first couple of videos is like, it was just like, I guess, screwing around or whatever. Like, I never really took it serious.
Right.
I started off not doing sketches. It was more like, I have to go back to it. But it's like just saying stupid things, like doing stupid. It wasn't even trends either. It was just like, you know what your mother sounds like when I bang her? And it's like, rawr! Like just stupid shit.
Yeah.
I used to do videos like when I was on the toilet. I'd be like,
that's it.
I would send those videos to my friends and stuff, right?
Yeah.
It started off being like stupid, and then I started to like actually start to make some sketches.
Right.
Yeah, I started to write it out.
Like you actually have scripts and stuff and like scenes and
yeah. I went to Humber College comedy program in 2015. Oh,
same thing as Nima, right? Same thing as Nima?
Yeah, that's where I met Nima actually.
Oh, sick. Okay. Yeah.
And Nima just dropped out of his I think it was his kinesiology course.
Yes.
Right. And I see this like fat kid like sitting at the lunch table all by himself, and I'm like, yo, this kid looks pretty cool or whatever, so I'll go sit down. Yeah, and then we started talking then. That was the first time I ever met Nima. But that's where we learned to write scripts.
Oh, so you actually learned like the actual things you need to do if this was to become a career path.
Yeah, it was comedy writing and performance. Yeah, exactly. To take it to the next level, right? They also had partnerships with the Yuk Yuk Comedy Club. So on Tuesday nights, you could go perform like stand-up comedy. And they also had partnerships with the Comedy Bar, which is like a sketch.
Right.
A sketch troupe or sketch stage area where you can do like Saturday Night Live kind of like scenes.
That's sick.
Funny scenes. Yeah.
I feel like that's, I don't know if you can teach comedy. Like it feels like maybe you can teach like the structural part of it, but like comedy is tough to fucking teach, no?
That's the whole thing. You can't teach comedy. You have to have it in you already. Like the funny has to be in you, and then they take the funny and they turn it into like a professional way.
Productive funny, like
yeah. Like how to turn it into a professional art.
Right. And is that when you started making videos with Nima and then whatnot?
Yeah, we started going. He was doing a lot more videos though. Like he would go down every fucking night and like film a prank or film this.
Oh, damn. He's been doing nightly then for years. Like he's been on that grind for so long.
Yeah, he was always good with that. I would say his strong suit was not sketch comedy. Like he wasn't the funniest kid, but his work ethic was like out of this world.
Right.
And that's why he is where he is today, you know?
Go on, sorry.
Yeah, so then every Friday night I'd go with him, be like, once in a while I'd go with him, be like, yo, let's film this. Or like, he's like, yo, you want to come with me tonight? We did a couple like stand-up shows together and like, yeah.
So why didn't you like stand-up? You said you're kind of okay with stand-up.
I mean, yeah, I'm okay with stand-up.
Stand-up was 5 years ago.
I had a couple banging shows too with stand-up.
Yeah. That was a good show. Like how many stand-up shows have you done before that like 5 year one?
Not a lot, like maybe 10.
That's fucking unreal then. Like bro, for
yeah, only like but that long. Actual comics are doing like 10 a week.
Yeah, those reps are insane. You know,
yeah. Like they're going to 3 shows a night.
Right. And then COVID happens, you can't even do it. Like what are you going to do for 2?
Yeah, and then they turn to like video whatever, and that was terrible cuz you can't get like the crowd reaction.
Right.
Right, and the whole point of like doing stand up is when you tell that joke and everyone's laughing, and then you tell more, and they're like, wait, there's more. Oh my god, this guy's hilarious!
Right, how are you gonna get that in a fucking Zoom call, bro?
Right, you can't.
You like click the clapping emoji.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Couple eggplants.
Couple
fucking like I don't know.
So yeah, why didn't you like why didn't you want to go down the stand up route? I guess. Why'd you want to go down the video and sketch route?
Because I get to play like a character.
Well, you can play a character on stage, no?
It's kind of cheesy to play like a...
Well, like Andrew Dice Clay has like an entire career built on a fake character.
Yeah, yeah, but he was like... that was him, though. It was him.
Yeah.
Like, even though he said it wasn't him...
Oh, that's his actual, like, who he is?
Yeah, like that's who he is, like a part of him.
It's exaggerated part of him.
Yeah, yeah. But even though he said it was never a part of him because he didn't want to get canceled, and then that's when he lost all his fan base, when he's like, I'm just a kid from New Jersey. I want to say sorry. And then he lost all his fans after that. It was like a post-it.
when you start making millions, brother, you start being you start thinking differently. You start being like, yeah, maybe I should fucking apologize, or maybe I should hold back, or maybe I should.
Right. But
like that's what got you there in the first place, which is rough.
All right, lost everything after that, right?
Well, he's still doing all right, no?
Yeah, but he's like he's a conformer now. He doesn't even swear in his sets.
Yeah.
He did a set on Jimmy Fallon like last year.
Yeah.
And like he's just a conformer. Like he's just like, no, not swearing. Like he, I don't know who the hell this guy is now. Like, fuck that guy.
Boy, why? You got a personal vendetta or something.
Yeah, no, it's not even personal. It's just like you sold yourself out to the man.
Right. And you, that, you can't see yourself doing that because your fucking comedy is so over the top. If someone came to you and said, hey, we'll give you whatever, 100 G's, but you got to change this, 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 and this. Are you taking that?
Depends. Yeah, it depends what the changes are.
Right. Really. If they sacrifice the art form, if they sacrifice what your vision of whatever, your character or the script or whatever, if it just keeps going to the point where it doesn't even become something that you made, it's almost like this weird collaboration of...
Yeah, like if I'm doing like 6-year-old comedy, like, hi, kids! You know, let's have fun today! You know, that's selling yourself out. Wait, was that too loud? Is that too loud? Should I lower this
stuff? You could, yeah, I mean, I'll edit it. Post it, don't matter.
Yeah, because I see a peak in here. But, yeah, selling yourself out, right, to, like, 6-year-old comedy. It's like, it's just, like, freaking trash. Like, yeah. I remember, because I don't know if you watch CBC comedy, like, The Tall Boys.
No, I haven't seen The Tall Boys.
Okay, well, they started at Humber, and their comedy was really raunchy. Like, they never swore or whatever, but they talked about real subjects, like racism and like discrimination, like made it really funny, you know, with these right. four guys. It was a native guy, two black guys, and an Asian guy.
Oh, okay.
All tall boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see them.
They used to perform at Comedy Bar. They were hilarious.
And
then they got a deal with CBC.
Right.
And this is the part where it comes in where it's like you're selling yourself out kind of thing. How I felt. Maybe they don't feel like that, but that's how I feel. Because then I would watch their comedy on CBC, and it was, like, so clean. Like, they didn't push any boundaries like they used to at Comedy Bar.
Right.
And it's just like, yeah, like, I guess they're telling you what to say now and, like, all this stuff. And it's just like, yeah.
Bro, that's tragic. That's so demoralizing.
Right. And now, 2 seasons later, they're canceled, right? So.
Oh, they got canceled?
Yeah.
It's funny how this, like, woke culture shit is just slowly regressing and getting pushed back. Like, I'm noticing it more and more often. Like, even Netflix is saying, like, bro, fuck it. Like, I don't give a shit who's offended. Like, we're starting to lose money. And when they start losing money, that's when, like, the opinion really changes.
Exactly. Like, look at Spotify, right? Like, right. All these artists were, like, threatening to take their songs off Spotify if they don't get rid of Joe Rogan's podcast.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's like, a lot bigger than ever.
And who was it? That old guy, that old singer, the
guy that Neil sings. Neil Young.
Yeah. he's like, take Joe Rogan off now. I'm taking my songs off. And Spotify's like, yeah, you can take your songs off. No one listens to old man. Take a look at my life. I'm a wrong
Who the fuck is that guy? Who the fuck is that guy?
This guy's like 80. They're like, take your songs off. You're going to die next year. 95%
of people don't even have Spotify. They listen to fucking Neil Young.
And a couple other no-names took their songs off. They're like,
I love that shit, bro. I love it. I can't wait for the day you can just say whatever the fuck you want and then not get fired. Like, that's the really... Or either that or just get the fuck you money. Fuck you money is really, like, that's the goal there. I think fuck you money is... That's really what you got to work towards. Because once you have fuck you money, it don't matter what you say, man.
Yeah.
You can go anywhere. You can do anything. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you watch Kenny vs. Benny. You ever?
Yeah, like we're like hardcore
Kenny vs.
Benny fans. Yeah, my dad.
I had Spenny on the pod. This was like last year.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. And man, he looks so much different now. And like
wild, bro. Wild.
He's actually on the verge of what? Jumping off the roof, right?
He's been on the verge for like 20 years, bro.
That show actually fucked him up.
That man's been tortured, brother. That man, that's a torture. I mean, think about it this way. The man has made a living from getting humiliated to this other dude. And then he, like, got married, got divorced, you know, doesn't have another source of income. So what does he have to do? He has to go back to being humiliated by this dude in his 60s. Like,
are they actually not friends?
No, they're friends. But I'm saying, like, that's whether they're, I mean, of course they're friends, but I'm like, a part of me always thinks like, man, even if it's jokes, at a certain point, 20, 30 years of, I don't know, eating shit, literal, sometimes he literally would lick shit, I remember, like, that was the punishment. It's got to add up, surely.
Yeah, well, when he licked the bird shit off the windshield? Yeah, or that was fucked.
He rimmed the cat?
Huh?
He rimmed a cat? Have you seen that one?
Oh, no, I didn't see him rim a cat, no, that's...
He rimmed a cat. He put a condom on and rimmed a cat.
Oh, shit.
It was so bad that it, like, had to get taken down. Like, they took it down, and it's like...
Oh, I guess I missed that one.
Yeah, if you're gone to their live performances?
No.
They're really good. I went a couple months ago in London, bro. They're actually hilarious. Like, it's just, like, this weird back-and-forth comedy thing.
Yeah.
Where, like, they just, like, rip on each other. And it works really well. Like, it's a really fun show.
Kenny's actually, like, really quick-witted. Like, he's, so like, funny. Hilarious. Yeah.
Well, he used to be, like, a writer or producer on South Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he used to work with those guys. Trey Parker, and, like, if you go back to old episodes of Kenny vs. Benny, you'll actually see their names as, like, producers on the show.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they gave them notes on, like, how to make the show better.
Ooh, Trey Parker and those guys?
Yeah, they worked with them for the first, like, 3 seasons, I think. If you go back, you'll see their names on the show, like, as producers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so anyways, where are we going with this comedy thing? What's the game plan? You got any big visions?
Yeah, well, I did score an agent.
Oh, nice. So you can lose 20% of your...
Yeah. But I am getting some acting gigs. Like, I scored, like, a Head and Shoulders commercial and stuff like
that. Let's go. Are you fucking kidding me? That's hot. Yeah. You gotta send me that when that comes
out. I don't even know where the hell it is. Like, they did it, and then they never said anything about it. I was like, oh, okay. Like,
you just open your mailbox, there's, like, a box of Head and Shoulders and a camera, and they're like, you know what to do.
Sorry.
Shower.
Like, shit like that,
You're in the shower, you little slut.
Such a weird commercial too, because all I had to do was like pretend like there's dandruff in my hair, and then I turn to the camera and like first I'm pissed at this dandruff in my hair, and then I put the Head and Shoulders in, and then I'm like, and then I smile and shit, and that's all I had to do.
That's it. What the fuck?
It was terrible. It was terrible.
How do you get cast for a Head and Shoulders commercial?
Oh, it was so bad because they're like over analyzing the way that I look at my dandruff, and it just became like really robotic. I think I lost, like, the fluidity of it. Like, no, we need you to tilt your elbow the way, and then use your pinky, and then no, we need an eyebrow tilt. And then I want you to frown, Rick. Try to frown. Have you ever heard of... Do you know how to frown, Rick? And then I'm like, I am frowning, goddammit. Like, this bitch kept yelling at me. She's like, we need you to frown. We need to work on your frowning. I'm like, you need to work on your fucking directing, you bitch.
It got a wild quick, it escalated quick.
No, she was cool though, but like still.
No, okay, fair enough. Where are we going from that Head and Shoulders commercial? Like, I didn't want to go down the Head and Shoulders rabbit hole, bro.
I know, right? And then and then me and Nima started to like do a lot of those, like, Italian, when two Italians meet up in public, right?
And only one of you is Italian. What is, bro, are you fucking culturally appropriating Italian? You piece of shit.
You're not Italian, right? Would you say you were?
Serbian. Canadian.
Serbian. Yeah, sir. What's the Canadian part?
I have a passport. I was born in Serbia. I lived in Serbia.
But you're full Serbian.
Both my parents are Serbian, yeah.
I see.
As we get worse here in Canada, I go towards my Serbian side a bit more. Every, like, fucking...
Yeah. Well, you're thinking about it, eh?
I'm like, ugh. Fuck. I gotta get 3 more doses to be a fucking full Canadian at this point. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's crazy how they're still doing that app.
I haven't downloaded it yet. I have to travel to Spain soon, and I gotta figure out...
You actually, like, don't have to download it.
Oh, you don't?
No, it's an optional thing. And then they just give you shit for not downloading it, and then you can just dust it off.
Like, that's about right. Yeah,
it is an optional thing, though. You don't have to download it.
Fair enough. Yeah. So now you have an agent.
But anyways,
back to the agent. I don't care about Aircan.
Yeah. I got my agent when I lived in Vancouver. In 2019, I moved to Vancouver. I lived there for a year and a half.
Why is that? COVID.
I actually went to acting school in Vancouver.
Oh, beautiful. Nice.
Yeah. I went to the Vancouver... I don't even know what it was called now. Damn, what was it called? The Vancouver School for Idiots that want to lose all their money.
If you learn something, that's great. If you remember the name, that's optional, I feel like.
Yeah, no, they actually taught, like, positioning on camera, like, when how to show your face, like, how to angle it towards the camera, but still, like, being careful. Like, that's the hard part, right? It's, like, remembering where the camera is and also trying to tell the story, like, being careful. Right, you know what I mean? So we really worked on that, and not so much acting, but actually just being in the moment. Sometimes at school, in the Vancouver acting school, I get caught up with, like, trying to make a character.
Right.
And that's when I really learned. The teachers would be like, yeah, don't try to be an actor. Just be you, like, in this story, and it'll be much better. The character will come later.
Interesting. What does that mean, though? In what sense did you start applying that?
Give it, like, a stupid voice, or, like, right, like, you don't even know who the person is in the story, and you're like, you give it, like, a stupid voice, or, like, an accent. Right. Yeah, and it's like, you don't even know who the character is yet.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they say when you practice lines, don't practice it a certain way, because you'll get caught up in doing it that way, only that way.
Right.
But maybe when you actually do the scene, your partner says something that throws you off a bit.
Right.
So you have to react to that, be in the moment.
Right. So, like, that's your line shouldn't be what's on the page, it should be what happens in, yes, the actual words should be what's on the page, but when you get into that in-person situation, you want to react in a tone in a way that makes sense to what they're saying, right? Is that what you mean?
Right, and conveying still the same message.
Right? Interesting, yeah.
It's pretty hard, man. Acting is very tough to be a good actor.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I do in my little sketch videos from time to time isn't going to cut it, eh?
Yeah, if you call that sketch.
Okay.
Oh.
Mom!
Yeah. Let me alone.
Let me alone.
Fuck! What is she doing in there? I never know what she's doing in there. Guy died in a hang gliding accident. What an idiot. Look, everybody, look. I'm hang gliding. I'm dead. You know, girls are just so horny at funerals. They're mourning a death and they're vulnerable, and I take advantage of that.
That has to be one of the best, like, 1 minute Will Ferrell appearances ever. Besides maybe Eastbound and Down?
Eastbound and Down. That wasn't a small thing, though.
That show was so good. Yeah.
Ashley Schmidt, he had, like, the fucking white wig. Owned a used car dealership.
I remember from that show, the bloopers were actually the best part of that entire show. If you ever Googled the bloopers, where it's Will Ferrell and Danny McBride just going at it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and the other guy from Office.
The black guy. I forgot.
Yeah. I forgot his name too.
Yeah, but that guy, bro, that's unbelievable.
I was having hot sex with my wife. And my son Gabriel walked in. And my wife says, no, Gabriel. I said, no. Let the boy watch. He needs to learn. Like I learned from my father.
Hey, we haven't had a good comedy in so long. It's so tragic. Like, there's no good comedy movies in so many fucking years. This is why I need you to blow up, my guy. I want your fucking crazy videos to, like, I want them to be big.
Yeah. I think my problem, though, is I got to... It's not a problem. I'm just saying I got to create more, I guess, relatable stuff.
Yeah.
I want to create a new character because I know I've been doing the espresso guy for a long time, like Lil Spro.
Lil Spro, bro.
Like, I've been doing that for a while, but it only attains to, I guess, the Italian thing, right?
Yeah.
It'd be cool to come up with a character that will relate to, like, the boys and the girls. You know?
Right. It's tough, though, because in one sense, I get it. Like, yeah, you want to be relatable, so it's easier to, like, for people to watch and share the content. But then in another sense, like, part of me thinks, like, oh, man, that's so, like, I don't know, like, not gross, but it's hard to explain. It's like, you know what you're doing, and you're not really you're not doing exactly what you want to do. You're kind of, like, manipulating the system in a way to get, like, the most clout, which, I mean, yeah, it's going to get you some way. But then at the end of the day, it's like, I don't want to, don't want to be one of those guys like, oh, this is how boys do this. It's like, it's so obnoxious and in your face, and it's so, like, obvious is what it's trying to do.
Yeah.
It loses the funny part of it, to me at least. I don't know if you feel that way.
That's why I want to create a character that I enjoy that's relatable to others as well. But, like, I really enjoy it. That's why I'm doing it. Yeah. Especially the Spro guy. That's why I was doing it, right? Because, like,
the Spro guy's perfect. The Spro guy's perfect. I don't even know. One time you went on a boat. Like, I'm trying to figure out what the fuck happened.
Boats and Spros. Yeah, people thought that was a joke, unfortunately. I didn't do a good enough job marketing that. But,
can you tell people what that was a joke? Yeah, can you tell people what the fuck that was? Like, you did, like, you were on a boat being your Spro character. I'm confused
as to what. Yeah, so we did several boats. It's just, like, people have parties on a boat in Lake Ontario.
Yeah.
And then I'll go on as, like, a guest. And I'll just hype up the crowd by, like, going around with my big Bialetti espresso maker. And I'll go around and I'll, like, pour espresso in everybody's mouth and be
Did you actually have espressos in there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got covered in espresso by the end of the night. I was just pouring it on people. And people didn't care. I'm like, your dress is going to get all fucked up. They're like, get me more.
Throw me, daddy. Yeah.
Well, at the beginning, people are very tentative, though. They're like, oh, what is that and stuff. Like, oh, I don't know. And then, is that real espresso? And but then one guy will take a shot, and then they'll come back and be like, actually, give me some. Because they see other people having it, right? And it's like a good time.
Bro, how dare they? How dare these bitches? Like, they're going to ask you what that is, and then they're going to go and do a fucking random substance off the table and snort it and not even gonna ask a question. They're going to ask you, a man dressed in a nice Spro outfit, holding a fucking Spro thing, what that is. Like, how the audacity.
It's craziness, bro. And they'll like sniff fucking fentanyl.
Yeah, yeah. Where it's like 1 milligram that murders your whole bloodline.
But I can't have espresso.
Spro, let me tell you. I'll stay up all night. I can't do it.
No, but and I'll go in full suit, eh? Like, I got like the Fiorangelos on. The Fiorangelos are my white dress shoes.
Yeah. Those are hot.
Handmade in Napoli.
Yeah. Those are fire. Not gonna lie.
But and then I go on in character, and it's like a paid gig. So
it is. It's a paid gig.
Yeah.
Someone hired you to be a Spro, bro.
Yeah, because these. Yeah, bro.
Spros, I'm kind of like
boats and Spros, man.
You can see when I say it out loud, it's like it's kind of wild if you really think about it.
It's weird, right? And it's like you can't leave the boat after, because when I went to Euro Cup. I did the same thing. I was like a hype crowd hyping, pouring espresso in people's mouths, and just celebrating when Italy won the Euro, right? At Market Lane. But when you're on a boat, there's no escape. There's no escape because you're on a fucking boat.
Yeah, of course.
So I have to be on. I'm on like the whole time, and it's very like at the end, I'm like very tired. Yeah.
You're starting to have some Spros.
Yeah. I had by the end of the Tony Monaco boat cruise, I had like 25 espressos. My heart was like, you know,
that's hype, bro. I mean, I feel like you made it. In my eyes, that's making it. Someone's paid you to be the fucking Spro guy at their boat party. I don't care if they paid you 14 cents. You've made it in my eyes. That's fucking wild right off the bat.
Yeah, I was pretty happy about that. It'd be cool to do some stuff on land so I could leave after. Because I think more than 2 hours is too long for me to be to be that hype guy. So I'd rather do like a club for like an hour and a half and then leave.
Damn, that's like do a club is like a rapper type shit. Like when they pay rappers to go to a club and just chill there?
Yeah, basically they're just making a presence, right?
Damn, if you can get to that level, I mean, fuck.
But I'm going there to party, like, but it's not like I'm getting drunk. It's like I'm going for them to have a good time.
Interesting. That's such a weird, like, dynamic. I've never even heard of this thing. Like,
yeah, well, when I do
these people hire you?
Oh, like, from Instagram. Like, it'd be, like, a DJ. Like, the other ones were, like DJs, straight-up DJs. And they just message me, and they're like, hey, I got this boat cruise going on. You want to come be a guest? You want to become a special guest? Yeah, and just hype up the crowd. Like, we even have like this game that we play. It's like espresso limbo. So we'll get like a broomstick, and then you have to carry the espresso under the limbo without spilling it.
It's actually hype.
Like party games and shit.
I'm starting to think about that. Contact you for one of my fucking parties and just let
you. Yeah, if you ever want to hype up your party, although I'm not trying to go that party route, it's not bad once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't want to be known as the party guy, though.
I'm starting to think about it, like, damn, this is looking pretty fun, bro. I get the Spro guy. I get free coffee for the evening. Like, it's like. It's
yeah. Like, I bring, like, 6 jugs of thermoses, like, full. Because I'll make espresso the night before. Yeah.
So it's like warm?
No. I'll make it the night before.
I'll make it the night before. This guy's killing people.
And I'll pour like pounds of sugar in it so it doesn't taste like shit.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
So you gotta whitewash it for those fucking.
For those manja cakes.
That's tragic.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyways, the more of those shows, more of that stand up, what's like the future? What are you planning? Like right now I just feel like you're chaos and I kind of love it, but you have a long-term plan of where you think you can take this? What's AWOL? It's like you have a production thing?
Oh, yeah, that's AWOL Productions, AKA Kice Man.
Kice Man.
Yeah, he's a good buddy. He actually invited me one time for a podcast and that's how we started to get to know each other.
Oh, sick.
He's actually like a high-end producer. Like
he
records songs for like rap artists and stuff like that. Yeah, and now I just recorded my own parody rap song.
Yeah, I saw.
Parodying the Ludacris song "I Got Area Codes."
Yeah,
but now we're doing it as "I Got Spros" instead of "I Got Hoes."
Right. Oh, that's
yeah. Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm dropping that soon because I'm gonna make a music video for it. Right. So.
I didn't know you were going to get into the music game, to be honest.
Like music parody. Oh. Yeah, no, I can hit some notes. I can hit some notes, man.
That's sick, bro. I feel like there's so much potential with, like, the character itself and, like, the videos. I just don't know how you, like, the algorithm, whatever, how you crack that algorithm with, like, because you're uploading consistently, but it's, like you said, it's not that relatable content, so it's not going to fucking...
Yeah, it's not, like, crazy... I mean, it is good content, though. I'm not gonna,
100%.
I love it. 100%. I love it.
Yeah.
That's why I make it. But I guess it's just not. Maybe people are like, I don't boost either. Like, I don't pay to like boost.
You are boosting?
I don't boost. I don't market. I don't do nothing.
But you know other people that are boosting?
Yeah, I know some people. Yeah.
Really? That's I didn't know that was a thing.
I also know people who like bought followers and like fucking. There's a bunch of people who buy followers, bro. Like, you'd be surprised.
That's tragic.
Yeah, you can tell too. Like, look at the interaction, right? Like, you see like 20,000 followers and like what, like 10 comments. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Or you see like half a mil fucking followers and it's like the video has like 5K.
Yeah, bro. Like, I got fucking 2,000 followers and I get like 50 comments sometimes. That's real shit. Not like these fake fuckers out here.
These fake jabronis. Fuck.
Yeah, bro. Like, fuck that shit. Even like these people who are fake. I know I'm just saying ranting now, but. They go on.
This is what we're doing here. Please.
People going online, like, fucking, like, you gotta be this, you gotta work hard. Blah, blah, blah. Just do what you want, man. You wanna post once a month, then you're only keeping your feet in the water, right? Like,
right.
That's it. Like, you don't have to do every day, two times a day. Do whatever feels right to you.
Right.
You know, like, fuck all that shit. Cause then you get stressed about, like, I gotta post this and that. When you don't even want to post, just because you're posting because you have to, because you're chasing something.
Well, there's that battle within your own ego that like, this could have been better, or like, I should have done this, or like, you know, I didn't get enough views on this one. It's like, once you start thinking that way, it's like you just go downhill from there.
Yeah. People get caught up, though.
You get caught up hard because like, or you see someone else doing really well and you're like, oh my God, like, what the fuck? They didn't do anything special. Why did this blow up? Like, dude, come on, man. You got to understand, like, this is the game, and, like, sometimes things go well, sometimes they take a longer time, but if the end goal is, like, you just want to keep making shit and that's fun for you, bro, you figure it out. That's kind of, like...
Yeah, I guess, like, for now, I'm kind of just making shit, and then, like, whatever happens, happens. But obviously, that's not really a good way of going about things.
Right.
Because I do want to get somewhere. I do want to be, like, on TV and shit, and I'm...
Of course.
I shouldn't. You know, there's things I could do better.
Like what?
Like marketing wise, maybe actually paying to like boost stuff and like getting like a publicist, things like that, a team.
I don't know, man. I feel like once you start getting all that shit, you start losing a little bit of like the kind of the art. I feel like
you do, yeah.
You can improve some things, but like not to that extent. Maybe like you can improve, I don't know, fucking thumbnails or like understanding hashtags, but it's like shit like that. But
yeah,
once you start getting other people involved, and it's like. People that are not gonna always produce the best art content. I don't know if art seems so fucking stupid to say, but whatever your thing is, and it starts getting a little watered down a little bit.
Right, because then what am I doing? Right, am I trying to make good content, or am I chasing fame now?
Yes, right? You start getting into that trap, kind of like
yeah.
And then it starts compromising. Like I'll tell you for my podcast that I've been had a little bit more success with now. Like, I still don't have a big audience at all. Not even close to it. I have a very small audience, but I've figured out at least how to make clips that are really good.
And yeah, your content is quality, bro. I've seen like the clips that you have on your page.
Appreciate it. Yeah, So basically, what I did, for like a year, I was making my own clips, and they were fucking horrendous. Like, they were way too long. Yes, I thought in my mind the guests are interesting. Like, that could carry a person's attention span, but that's not how that works. So then I got a buddy of mine who was a decent video editor, and I'm like, listen, bro, I don't need anything like crazy. You want to get down this path, like you want to edit videos, edit some of my content, I'll pay you. Go fucking wild. Be as creative as you want. Turn it into take a 1 hour podcast and give me 2 1-minute clips. Whatever you think's funny, add your own fucking style to it. I'm not going to have any input unless you make like a mistake, like a typo or some shit, like I'll tell you, but go do it. And bro, he's made amazing clips. Like, his clips are killing. Like, his clips are so good. I couldn't have done that myself because I needed someone else to come in and have like a different vision. Cause in my mind, I'm very like, this is the most important thing to me. And then everything else, like I'm not good at that. So like, I need to hire someone that can be. So I'm saying for you, what is that thing that you're not good at? And what is the person that's actually going to just fully help you with that, but not jeopardize your side of your art, your script, your whatever shit like that?
I'd probably say time management. Because I do a lot of videos. Some of the videos require a lot of production. Not a lot, but like it requires some production. Like, especially the one that I filmed in that forest with like the big espresso thing. That took forever.
Really?
And I think I was so focused on like the production. Like, oh, let's get this shot. And then, oh, make sure you're wearing this. And then, oh, put the Violetti over here. And I just kind of want to focus on the acting.
Right. Let someone else kind of direct. And
yeah. So I would definitely. Yeah.
Interesting.
And that's why I've been asking my friend Mikey to come out and film for me at least.
Is that the
so at least
guy?
I have a camera.
Sunglasses guy?
No. Oh, no, that's Zarek. But oh. Zarek was in the video. Yeah, he was the caveman. He actually has like a case of Tourette's.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah, he actually has Tourette's. Yeah. Yeah.
Do I say that's awesome that you hired someone that plays the role?
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, it wasn't like we were no fake motherfuckers. He actually has Tourette's.
Guy, you fucking got it.
Yeah,
that's
respect. But he says, yeah, "I'm helping out the community, bro. Like, I'm doing my part to help out the needy." Yeah, I work with autistic kids and people with Tourette's.
No, like, hiring one guy would be like okay, but like, let's say you had a whole crew. Then I have to start asking some questions, bro. Like, where are these people's guardians? What are you doing? Like, this is a sketchy operation. One guy, okay, you're doing good. The cameraman, the sound guy, that's too many.
One guy has Down syndrome, one guy has Tourette's, the other guy has autism, he's on sound, the Down syndrome guy's on camera, the Tourette's guy's
really
the actor.
He's really artsy, he knows the angles.
Actually, that would be pretty relatable, too. People would love that.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were saying something else. Fuck, I interrupted you with my Tourette's.
Like exposing people with needs so that I can benefit from them.
He said that, I know that's a horrendous idea, but like, it's such a funny video. Like, I have these fucked up ideas all the time. I'm not making that kind of content, bro. Like,
yeah, but you could. Like, would you ever want to? You're just like, you don't want to expose yourself for that.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't really care about that cancel culture shit. It's just like, my biggest problem is like going into too many fucking avenues. Like on my phone, I'll even write down stupid jokes. Like, even if I don't have any intention of doing comedy anytime soon, but I'll write down like a stupid idea in my head. Like the other day I put down, like, it was so fucking stupid. I was like, Mission Impossible. I'm like, it stopped being impossible like 6 movies ago. Like, that was the joke. And I just, in my phone, it says Mission Impossible bit. And I'm never going to touch it again, probably. Like, I'm just writing stupid shit down.
Yeah, it keeps the brain going, though. Keeps the ideas going.
I had an idea for, you know, seen the movie Bird Box?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had an idea where, like, in this alternate world, white people got exposed because they were saying the N-word. And it was, national news. And then these guys... These guys that were doing it were like immediately pretended to be deaf and blind so they could not get I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I have a full like script written in my phone. I'm like, I don't know what this thing is that I made. It's an abomination.
That white people are deaf and blind?
No, that, like, they, everyone, like, you know, Bird Box was, like, there's a massive event, like, these birds fucking killing people, blah, blah, blah. The massive massive event in my world would have been that every single white person got exposed for saying the N-word, and there's fucking outrage on the streets. And then I have these three goofs who are, like, pretend to be deaf and blind, even though they did this as well, to not get in trouble with black people. This is the fucking stupidity that I have kind of come up with my head. Like, these are some of the ideas I have. I can't.
You mean, like, they wrap their eyes?
Yeah, like they do the thing, and then they started. Then they go in the streets and they pretend like they're blind and they're deaf, so they can't get in trouble. Like, you know, everyone's outraged. There's like fucking anarchy in the streets. People are fucking killing each other, and then like these guys are walking around like they don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
and like walks by them like, oh yeah, I mean those guys. Obviously they didn't. Obviously they couldn't do anything, right?
Right. Yeah, you might want to keep that in your book, but No, that's good, because you're keeping the brain going, keeping the juices going, right. You know? Do you dream? Do you dream?
No, bro, not really.
No, you? Okay. Yeah, I dream, like, every fucking night.
Are you serious? Fuck, dude.
Yeah, like, vivid.
How are you getting ideas?
Like, I wrote a lot of them down.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. I'll dream, but I'll forget about it. Like, I can't remember a fucking thing.
Okay. Yeah, usually when you dream, though, it usually means that, like, your brain is actively thinking of, like, ideas. And
oh, fuck, my brain's done.
Yeah, so, like, you're basically like a walking vegetable.
Fuck, I'm done.
Yeah, so. You gotta stop doing fentanyl, bro.
It's just a little bit. It's a little off the table. Anyways, yeah. Fuck, that's a really good idea. That's a fucking...
But anyways, yeah, that my friend Zarek...
Yeah.
He has Tourette's, but he's a very talented man. This guy is a four-time all-wrestling champ, Ontario champion.
Are you serious?
And two times runner-up, all-Canadian wrestling champion. Yeah, he's like very
he's like
talented
man.
Wrestler. Yeah, he's Russian, actually.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, no, he's a talented boy. And he can act a little bit.
Bro, he was funny. Yo, he's funny as fuck. That video was awesome, bro. That video killed me. I think that's my favorite video. The sunglasses
guy? He is the sunglasses man. Yeah.
He is the sunglasses. Or the one the St. Patrick's Day one where you're just like fucking.
St. Zarek's Day. Because St. Zarek is a saint. He's a saint in his own way.
It's like always sunny content. Like, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, that's like your bread and butter. I feel like there's like. A wildness, but if it can be tamed, I feel like it's like Always Sunny is kind of like the perfect style I can see you make.
Always Sunny, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I always enjoy doing those like kind of music video, like physicalness. That's why I'm slapstick. Slapstick is physical comedy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I like doing those silent like music ones, because like you can show off our physicalness, and that's the funniest to me is physical comedy. Good physical comedy.
Right.
That sunglasses video was my biggest hitting video, almost at 20,000 views.
Oh, really? Yeah, let me see.
That video did my best, yeah.
18K? Damn.
Yeah, that was my best video. Obviously, because other than the ones I did with Nima, but that was on his channel.
Yeah, that was from his, like, views coming in.
Yeah.
That's sick, though. Yeah, bro, that's
high. Even when I did those with Nima, he didn't know, like, much about the Italian, like, shit. So he's like, yo, you write it up, man, and then I'll just, like, add in some shit, you know? Because he's Iranian, right?
Right.
He doesn't know shit, yeah.
I thought he's Persian?
Yeah, he's Iran. But Iranian,
all
yeah.
the same shit.
And then I have a couple of... Wait, go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah, a couple more.
I hate talking at the same time, bro.
It's fine, bro. Yeah. Fucking calls, bro. What are you going to do?
No, you go, buddy.
I was saying, like, I was going to make a joke, but it's fine. It's gone now.
So. No, I want to hear it. Come on, man. But can I hear some more, like, book ideas?
You want to see some other shit I've written down?
Yeah.
I had a thing. Let me see if I can find it. I'm telling you, this is not, like, this is actually, like, this is the equivalent of me making you watch your own fucking stand-up. That's how, like, this is how torturous this is. But
it's
I'll
cringy.
Do it. Yeah, like, it's tough for me to do, but I'll do it. I had one where I wrote down... So a couple years ago, like, I was just showering, and I don't know if your parents
you
are
do foreign. That.
From time to time,
yeah. Yeah.
Parents are foreign as fuck. Mine are, and I was just showering and shit. And then like my dad walks in and he fucking moves the curtain and he puts a chair in. Like he just puts IKEA chair there. I'm like, what the fuck is this? He's like, well, you're already in there. Do you mind just giving this a scrub? So like, wait, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, yeah, you're already in there. You're already like whatever, doing your thing. Just, and he gives me like a soap and a like a scrubber. Just give this a good rinse. Like I spilled some fucking coffee on it. I'm like, all right, I guess this is a thing now. Like we just walk into people fucking showering and fucking. I'm in the thing. I have a seat on the thing. I'm like, all right, well, let's get going. Let's go.
So you're in the bath and you're scrubbing a chair.
And I sit on the chair and I'm scrubbing the part that needs to be good.
Holy shit!
So, like that's got actually like I don't know. Most of my ideas are just super fucking random.
But you're fully naked.
Fully naked. Yeah. No. Wow. And he didn't even like acknowledge. Like this was a. We've gotten too comfortable. Like, this is too comfortable for us to be, I feel.
Wow.
Your parents, man. Are they walking on you showering and shit?
My dad used to shower with me.
Ray.
But I was 6 years old. I did shower, but I was 6 years old. Yeah.
He was giving you a bath because you were incapable. I'm a grown man. Cleaning a chair in the...
Yeah, imagine popping one with your dad. Like by accident. like for some reason, like your dad's looking mint today.
All right, bro. I think we're at the 55-minute mark. Yeah, I think that's a good. I think it's a good place to end it.
What? We did nothing. That's okay. Yeah, we ended on like seeing your dad naked. Yeah, that's the- I think that's the cutoff.
The cutoff is you asking me about my naked dad, and I just transition into the outro.
We find try to find a relatable subject. Hey, do you shower with your dad?
Bro, you asked me for notes in my phone. I gave you.
I know, it's good. It's good. Oh, no, I'm not blaming. That's funny, though. That would be funny. There's no explanation of the video. It's just your dad comes in, puts this chair there, and then it just cuts to you, like, scrubbing it. And then that's it. I mean,
video ends, relatable question mark.
It's going to be a clean chair, though.
Squeaky. My guy, I appreciate your time. I knew today was going to be chaos and just we're going to shoot the shit. Hopefully we can do this in person one day. That's the real dream, bro. In person would be way better. We just get sauced and chat.
Yeah, we'll meet halfway in what, London?
I'm trying not to be here. I'm trying to move to Spain within a month. No joke. So
wait, what?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. I'm trying to skedaddle.
Oh yeah, eh? Where are you gonna go?
Spain, Valencia.
You going to Spain?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
Why Spain?
I fucking fell in love with the place, bro. It was beautiful. Oh. The food was amazing. It was cheap. The weather's nice. There's no snow. The bitches are hot. I mean, there is just I've talked about Spain on this podcast more than any other subject, so if I go down the rabbit hole again of telling another person to move to Spain, I feel like people are lose their fucking minds. But yeah.
Wow, okay.
So you come visit. Come on down.
Cool, man. Yeah, hell yeah.
That's sick. You got a place to stay in Spain.
Bro, all the best to you, man. Jeez.
Ricky Slapstick on Instagram. Links are down below. I'll also leave your YouTube channel. Anything else you want to plug that you're working on?
Yeah, just got an upcoming song coming up, parody song. I Got Spros, so stay tuned for that. Music video is coming out on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.
Beautiful, brother.
So, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Nelly, man. This is great.